Broadcasting live. From the chicken wing capital of the world, Buffalo, New York. You're listening to the Marketing Above All podcast. Your source for all things, well, marketing and total world domination. This is Marketing Above All, and this is your host, Michael Tasner.
Hey there, and welcome to episode 165. Today's topic is this: getting your brand assets, brand guides, all that good branding stuff dialed in and organized. So this is the continuation. We're going step by step by step through marketing a new business from scratch. So if you haven't listened to the previous episodes, I would highly encourage you to start with the first one, which was talking about competitive research, and that was episode 160. So branding is a really, really lengthy conversation. And it's really lengthy because there's a drawn out way to do branding. I mean, you literally could spend months and months and months just nailing the branding. I take a little bit of a different approach when it comes to branding and brand guides and brand documents and different things like that. So what I like to do is really to laser in on what are the key assets that I need to create and how can I get things well organized, but then kind of continue to tweak and improve in the coming months and really the coming years. So one of the first pieces that I like to nail down with branding is not just the logo and the colors, but I try and nail down the feeling that I'm trying to create. So that's why I had you do several other strategic documents before we got here. That's why I had you nail down a painted picture. That's why I had you nail down your origin story or your core story. Because those documents are really going to help you drive the feeling that you're trying to communicate from a branding perspective. So what I like to do with branding is I like to slap down different words, and I like to grab almost kind of like if you had a bunch of magazines and things like that, and you kind of storyboard this out a little bit where you're grabbing different images and things like that that you like. So you're going to grab logos of different businesses that you like, and it doesn't have to simply be childcare businesses. You like this logo, you like that logo. You like this image of kids and families and waterfalls, and you're going to grab all of those different things. And this is one of those that I always recommend engaging an expert on. This isn't a document and putting together a logo and things like that. I'll talk to you about kind of some of the ins and outs, but when you build out kind of the visual storyboard, for example, that's going to be a really great document to give to a graphic designer that can then start to help you with this brand guide. So what I'm looking for you to create as the end result is a brand guide. Now, along with this brand guide, you're going to have them create the different brand assets. So you're going to go through and work with a graphic design company. You're not going to go to Fiverr.com or Upwork and pay $5 for a logo. You're not going to do that. And I could tell you time and time again how many times that's happened where childcare center has said, hey, here's the logo that we got. And also, well, tell me more about it. And why did you pick these colors? And why did you pick these fonts? And it's, well, I paid $20 and someone did it on Fiverr, for example. Reread your painted picture. if you're looking to be a serious business, this is one of those things that you have to make sure you get in order. And with that said, this is also one of those documents that could take forever and could cost you an insane amount of money. And if I were starting a childcare center, I wouldn't allocate a ton of money to this, but I surely wouldn't allocate a few hundred dollars. I would have at least $5,000 for this particular process to get the logo developed and to get a brand guide. Now, on that brand guide, there are a variety of different things that you want to make sure that you have. And we're going to come back to the logo in just a second. So the first one is really the mission statement of the business. And that can pull from your core story. That can pull from your persona information. I mean, it can pull from a lot of different things, but it's really just kind of talking about the overarching mission of the business. And that mission statement really ensures that any kind of content that's being put out there is in alignment with the brand. The next piece is you're going to include the personas. So you're going to put the personas that you already had in there so that you've already got completed. And then the third piece is going to be kind of the color palettes. And those are the color palettes where they're going to pull from some of the different assets that you showed the graphic designer. But they're going to be able to guide you kind of around the whole psychology of colors. And what's interesting when it comes to the psychology of colors is that different colors are going to very quickly elicit kind of different feelings. So a lot of childcare centers have very, very similar colors. Rarely are they using black. So black connotates strength, professionalism, for example. So Nike also connotates accuracy. Blue is a nice color. It connotates ambition, awareness, openness. Pink is often a color used with childcare centers. It's kind of a loving color, a respectful color. So you've got brands like Barbie. Red connotates confidence. It's a bold color, energy, passion. So Pinterest, for example, Coca-Cola, Virgin Airlines. Orange, which is one of my favorite brand colors, connotates freedom, motivation, impulse. So like Nickelodeon, Harley Davidson, for example. Yellows, another fun color, often a good one for childcare centers. Optimism, fun, energetic. So companies like Best Buy, Nikon. Gray, it's a neutral color. It's a balanced color. Timeless. So Nintendo uses the gray color palettes. Apple, for example, uses gray. Green, another good color. Growth, equilibrium, stability, positivity. So that's often a color that I would like to see used in a childcare center. And then navy is another color that's often used. I mean, Facebook, Ford, Gap, for example, that connotates trust, peace, order, integrity. So you want to make sure that the color palettes that are picked strategically. It's not picked, I completely forgot purple. Going through my list here, purple connotates fantasy, creativity, modesty. So brands like Hallmark, Cadbury, and Yahoo, for example. There's all these meanings behind the colors. So that's why I don't want you to go and just slap something up and you got 12 different colors, all this kind of stuff, and you got crazy Pantones and it's a little bit all over the place. That's why you need to engage a professional. So they're going to build out the color palette. These are the approved colors. The next section to this brand guide is you're going to put down the fonts. So what are the fonts, the typography that are going to be used? And that's also one of those where there I could spend, 5 or 10 hours just talking about typography. And that's, again, why I like to engage professionals that can give you the background of here are the fonts that you want to use. And it should come back to the type of brand that you're trying to convey and communicate. The final piece of this is the logo. And getting a logo done, it is something that I really can't teach you, in the sense of I wanted to make sure that you have all the right documents to give to an expert. So you're going to let them read your personas. You're going to let them read your painted picture. You're going to let them read all the different documents, the competitive research. You're going to share with them, here are some of the colors and logos and images that you like. So you're going to give them this kind of virtual storyboard that they can start to pull creativity from. But you're going to want to let them present the logo ideas, and they're going to, again, be able to leverage and know the psychology of colors and the psychology of fonts. It shouldn't be based off of what you like. If I were starting a childcare center, I would be the last person. Well, I guess I shouldn't say that since I own an agency. But if I didn't, I would be the last person that could pick something that makes the most sense. What I would want to be able to do is to give them on a silver platter, here's what I want the brand to feel like. Here's what I envision in the future. And then you allow professionals to help you craft the logo, help you pick the color palettes, the typography, and this brand guide then is going to serve as a perfectly strategic document that you're going to leverage as we then start to execute the website and a blog and direct mail and flyering neighborhoods and banners and radio ads and video shoots and all of that stuff. That's the stuff that people tend to like to skip to. They like to just jump in and they don't like to sit down and do the origin and the core story and a painted picture and strategically think about naming a business and nail their personas and all. They like to just jump into, let's build out the website. Let's get a logo created in 5 minutes. The only way that I would be skipping through these processes is if I were launching something that was meant to be like a one-hit wonder, a one-and-done, that wasn't meant to be a long-standing business. But if you're looking to build a serious business, you need to lay the foundation. Think of a house. If you don't have a solid foundation, everything else that goes above that foundation and on top of the foundation, it's like a house of cards. If you don't have these documents, how could you effectively build out a website? How could you do it? How could you work with a web design agency like mine to build out a website, if I'm going to start to ask you questions like, let me see these documents, let me see this, let me see that, so that my team can then get an idea of what you're aiming to create and what do you want that business to look like? Otherwise, you're just slapping stuff up. The languaging that's being used, it is not going to resonate because there's no core story. So a serious business has all of these elements in play. Hope you enjoyed today's episode in the series so far. I've really enjoyed creating it. I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow. Michael Tasner signing off. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Marketing Above All. Now get out there, make a change, and take some action. And hey, don't forget to leave a 5-star review and tell all your friends this is the greatest marketing podcast ever, 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 ever. We look forward to seeing you here tomorrow.